This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. When the Super Bowl kicks off Sunday in Houston, Dr. James Andrews' fingerprints will be all over the place, including in the broadcast booth. Andrews is the superstar surgeon who rebuilt the shoulder of Troy Aikman, the Cowboy quarterback turned Super Bowl announcer. He's also worked on the knees of Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and done Tommy John surgery on the elbows of Yu Darvish and countless major league pitchers. Dr. Andrews has family in Dallas. He's also put his name on a sports medicine institute at Children's Health in Plano. Dr. James Andrews, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're the real Monday morning quarterback. All those calls from trainers and general managers trying to get their players fixed. What happens when you're watching a game and you see what clearly is like a really bad knee injury?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm just hoping that the referees saw that injury and recognize why it occurred, so they'll be more studious about some of the calls that they make. So I'm real critical about what goes on with all that during the football game. The thing that I'm noticing is that we're paying more attention about performance problems. Did he cross the goal line? Was it a first down? Did he step out of bounds? And they're, you know, having reviews of that, but they're not really paying close enough attention to safety issues.
You built a name as the surgeon to sports stars, but you've spent a lot of time in recent years talking about the dangers high school athletes face. What's the one thing a parent can do to keep a kid out of your operating room?
Avoid fatigue with a young athlete. The fatigue factor is associated with year-round sports in one sport, which we call specialization.
Right.
The other fatigue factor is associated with what we call professionalism. That means training a young kid like they're a professional athlete and an adult. We've done studies in our foundation that show that if you participate in a youth sport with fatigue, there's a 36-to-1 times, that's 3,600% increased chance of having an injury.
Really?
So for parents, they need to understand the fatigue factor associated with a young kid and the 36-to-1 times chance that he'll get hurt.
When you talk about the professionalism side of it, too, you think about basketball particularly, these kids who are on AAU teams that play 9 months a year, and then the other 3 months a year, they're on their high school basketball team. You're shaking your head.
You know, I'm battling that. I'm battling that with my own. I have six children and nine grandkids. A son and his wife live here in Dallas. They've got two young kids. And they're into this, every sport you're thinking of.
Right.
And I listen to them, and there's so much social pressure to compete and to stay up and to do things and to join the elite team.
Right.
Move up the ladder when you're in the second grade. That I don't know how we're going to handle this because it's rampant, not only in Dallas but everywhere. And believe it or not, my own children won't pay any attention to the what I'm trying to tell them.
What about girls? Knee ligament injuries are almost an epidemic. 5 to 7 times the injuries among girls as boys.
Well, it primarily has to do with the way their pelvis is shaped, which is obviously wider, the way the angles come down at the knees, which causes them when they jump and land to land in a ACL provocative position that tears the ACL with the knees becoming somewhat inward and rotated outward at the knee, and that tears the ACL. But that's what we're trying to teach them, is how to jump and land in an athletic position. Now, there are preventative programs that we're developing and we'll have out at our Children's Health Andrews Institute that will take the time to put them through these exercises that can well take that injury rate down in girls' ACL injuries down to a reasonable number.
You're 74 years old. You're still basically the team doctor for Auburn and for Alabama, plus the Washington Redskins. And then there's your day job, rebuilding knees and elbows and shoulders. How long can you keep this up?
You have to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love what you do, you will be successful. I'm going to keep it up until I don't have the energy to do and enjoy what I'm doing. I don't want to plan for it right now, though.
Dr. James Andrews, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.